judicial impeachment, how it works and why it's in the spotlight. The question of the constitutionality of impeaching judges has surged to the top of political conversation following a call by several officials to remove what they've termed activist judges from the bench. Several of the Trump administration's policies to reduce federal spending and downsize the government have been tied up in courts, where judges issued orders and rulings to block or slow the policy's execution. Billionaire Elon Musk, who heads the advisory body Department of Government Efficiency and has been targeted by several lawsuits, stirred questions when he called out the judges who ruled against the administration. "We must impeach judges who are grossly undermining the will of the people and destroying America. It is the only way," he wrote on social media platform X. Musk and others have long voiced concern that some members of the United States judiciary could use their position to promote causes they believe in rather than enforce laws. The practice, often referred to as legislating from the bench, has been seen as judges taking upon themselves a duty to correct what they perceive to be an unacceptable move by the executive or legislative branches. Representative Andrew Clyde announced February 12 his intention to file articles of impeachment against federal judges who blocked President Donald Trump's federal funding freeze. "I'm drafting articles of impeachment for U.S. District Judge John McConnell Jr.," Clyde wrote on X. "He's a partisan activist weaponizing our judicial system to stop President Trump's funding freeze on woke and wasteful government spending. We must end this abusive overreach." In an earlier post, he said there was a constitutional crisis taking place in the judicial branch. "Activist judges are weaponizing their power in an attempt to block President Trump's agenda and obstruct the will of the American people." The Georgia Republican has been joined by Representative Eli Crane, who shared on X February 13 that he and Clyde have filed articles of judicial impeachment against some judges. White House, DOJ responses. The question of judicial impeachment was put to White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt during a February 12 press briefing, where she was asked about Trump's position on the issue. Leavitt alleged that the judges were illegally blocking presidential actions. "We believe these judges are acting as judicial activists rather than honest arbiters of the law," Leavitt told reporters. "The real constitutional crisis is taking place within our judicial branch." On the same day, Attorney General Pam Bondi was asked about Musk's comments on judicial impeachment and if she agreed with him. "I haven't seen Elon Musk tweet. He is a friend of mine. He is a great man. I think he's very frustrated with what's happening in our federal government," Bondi said. "The White House is backing Musk in his efforts to cut government waste," she said, "but impeachments are not going to happen now. We're going to look at everything. We're going to follow the law right now," Bondi told reporters. "We're going to follow the process. These are federal judges with lifetime appointments. Judicial impeachment process. Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution indicates that federal judges, as civil officers of the United States, can be impeached and removed from office for several reasons, including treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. The House Judiciary Committee would need to initiate impeachment proceedings against judges. The committee investigates any allegations against a judge. If sufficient evidence exists, the committee could draft articles of impeachment and send them to a vote. From there, if passed through the committee, the articles would go to a House vote where a simple majority would be needed to send the measure to the Senate. If impeached by the House of Representatives, the judge would then stand trial before the Senate. Unlike the House, the Senate would have to pass an impeachment measure by a two-thirds majority to convict the accused. Upon conviction by the Senate, the judge would be removed from office. Additionally, the Senate could vote to disqualify the judge from holding any future federal office, and that vote would only require a simple majority. The bar for impeaching federal judges, who hold lifetime appointments, is high. It includes treason, bribery, and anything that falls under the heading of high crimes and misdemeanors. The latter can apply to corruption, abuse of power, and other serious misconduct. Some notable impeachments. Only a handful of judicial impeachments have occurred in the United States history. When the first one occurred, the Constitution had barely taken effect. In March of 1803, Judge John Pickering was the first judge to be impeached. Pickering was a federal district judge from New Hampshire. He was brought before the House of Representatives on charges of habitual drunkenness, blasphemy, and issuing unlawful rulings. When Pickering was standing trial in the Senate, he used the defense that he was suffering from a mental illness. He was still convicted and removed from office in 1804 in a 19-9 vote along party lines. Pickering's trial was considered significant because it solidified the idea that a judge could be removed not just for a crime, but also for incompetence or misconduct. However, some debated whether the removal was politically motivated because Pickering was a Federalist. The most recent impeachment took place in 2010 during the Obama administration due to a pattern of corrupt behavior. Judge G. Thomas Porteous Jr. was impeached on charges including a corrupt relationship with an attorney, financial connections to a bail bondsman, bankruptcy fraud, and giving false statements to the Senate and FBI. Following a trial in the Senate, he was convicted on all four articles and removed from office.